A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord. Over the past few decades, California pediatrician Dr. Harvey Karp has popularized the idea of the fourth trimester, theorizing that human infants, due to their growing head circumferences, are necessarily born 3 months too soon, he proposes a method of parenting that simulates life in the womb by incorporating rocking movement, skin-on-skin contact, and rhythmic sounds that echo a mother's heartbeat as ways to ease newborns into their new existence post-birth. Following the death and resurrection of their friend and teacher, the disciples faced a transition just as shattering and transformational as the one from womb to world. Their understanding and experience of life had been fundamentally altered in their encounter with the risen Jesus. And we could say, in the 40 days from resurrection to ascension, Jesus offers the disciples their own fourth trimester of sorts to become acclimated to this new way of interacting with him. But just as their time with the earthly Jesus ended, so too will the time they share with him post-resurrection. And after the ascension, once again they will transition to a new way of being in this world, and a new way of being connected to Jesus, the true vine, and listening for the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. In today's gospel, Jesus prepares his friends for this time that will come. He assures them, "I will not leave you orphans." This verse in John is the only time the term orphan is heard in all four gospels, and it gives us a new image of Jesus, that of a parent. And in this parenting, Jesus is joined by a new figure he introduces as the Advocate, the Spirit of Truth. The disciples are moving into a new time, one of great hope and also of great pain. Shortly after promising to send them the Advocate, Jesus tells the disciples why they will need one. "If they persecuted me, they will persecute you." Our first reading today picks up after Stephen is stoned in Jerusalem, the first of the apostles to be martyred. Many of the disciples are scattered from Jerusalem, and Philip finds himself in Samaria. Instead of seeking shelter and protection, Philip sees a new opportunity to share the joy of the good news, and we are told he proclaimed the Christ to them. The second reading is taken from the first letter of Peter, who tradition suggests wrote it shortly before his martyrdom in Rome. Peter urges the community to always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope. And indeed, this is the audacious message of those first followers of Jesus. Continue to proclaim the Christ to all who will listen, even as your very lives are demanded of you. In our own lives as Christians, we also face challenges, persecutions, and transitions. Some may be as simple as bearing with a difficult coworker or cranky child, but others, the death of a spouse, mental illness, addiction, may demand everything of us. In all that we encounter, we can hold on to Jesus' promise, "I will not leave you orphans," and know that we have an advocate who remains with us, and an attentive parent who holds us close as we embrace a new reality. We now are the ones who must proclaim the Christ to a world desperately in need of mercy and love. May we always be ready to give an explanation for our hope.